office. It sent her in circles, and as a result, Marcy hadn't dated much. It wasn't until her best friend, Betsy Milner, well, Betsy Ashton since marrying her high school sweetheart, William, after graduating the year before, told Marcy she couldn't get pregnant from kissing, that she finally got her first kiss a month ago. But to say it was everything she dreamed of was an overstatement. Instead, it had been sloppy and very wet. And now, in just a couple of hours, she had gone from being kissed only once to stripping down to swim with a man. Of course, that man hadn't kissed her yet, but she got the feeling he wouldn't drool if he did it.
"I'm sorry," she said as she scooted down the bench.
She felt the pant leg of his tuxedo brush against her long skirt and leaned closer, wanting to feel more of him.
"I've just never done anything like this before."
"I know," he chuckled.
"You do?"
"Sure. Everyone knows about the saintly Marcy Faulkner. She volunteers her time putting together baskets to send the Kingston men serving in Vietnam. She makes lap robes for the elderly, and she tutors freshmen. But what I also know is that when I look at you, I see even more."
"You do?"
Marcy stammered. "You're so passionate about others that you failed to let yourself have fun. And I'm just the guy to make sure you come out of that shell and live life to the fullest." Jake grinned again, and Marcy felt her insides melt. "See, in one night with me, you ended up in jail. I can't wait to see what we do next."
"Next? You want there to be a next? What about Mary Donna? She's the queen bee of the bells."
The Kingston Bells were an invitation-only group of girls who worked to nab the most successful and handsome men in town. They disguised their objectives by pretending to be charitable socialites. Once they nabbed the richest and most desirable men, they moved up into the Kingston Ladies Group and organized garden tours and other society events. "What about her?" "We broke up. I was going to do it weeks ago. But she already had her dress, and that's just not something a gentleman would do."
"But we don't even know each other."
Marcy slammed her mouth shut.
Why was she trying to talk him out of dating her?
"I knew the second that cheese ball hit my head that you were different." Jake reached out and clasped her hand in his. "See, I'm turning 18 this September, and it's time I start thinking about my future. High school has been groovy, but I'll start working full-time on my parents' farm after graduation in June. I'm looking for something more than a Kingston Belle who wants to pin me down and run roughshod over me with social events and preening. I'm looking for someone with a head on her shoulders, a great aim, and a secret wild streak."
"Me?"
"Do you see anyone else in this cell? But what about you? What do you want? What's your story?" Marcy was so surprised she didn't know what to say. Her mother had sat her down after her disastrous date with the drooler and told her that she wasn't getting any younger. Sure, she was 16 and a woman now, but sometimes the future didn't feel like her own. Her mother was always telling her what to do and mostly what she couldn't do. This might have been the first time someone asked what she wanted out of life.
"Well, my older brothers are in the Navy. They enlisted when the draft started for Vietnam. My dad and mom run an insurance company in town, but have been talking about moving to the naval base in South Carolina if my brothers decide to stay in the Navy. But I don't ever want to leave Kingston."
"They wouldn't make you move before you graduate, would they?"
"I don't think so. But my mother has already had the talk with me. She didn't say it outright, but I can read between the lines. If I'm not married right out of school, then I'm going with them when they leave."
"But won't that just force you into accepting the first guy instead of finding the right guy?" Jake asked. Marcy sighed. That was exactly what she had told her mother.
"With the war going on and the shortage of men, I think she's afraid I'll never get married. I think she just wants me off her hands. Her world revolves around my dad and my brothers."
"Do you want to get married?"
"To you?"
Jake laughed, and Marcy felt her face flush with embarrassment.
"I dig it, but I meant in general."
"Oh, of course I do. But I'd like to marry for love."
Jake stood up and held out his hand to her.
"What are you doing?"
Marcy asked.